That's the title of my ongoing project since 2006. What I'm interested in is how on this, like China started a modernization process actually 100 years ago, and all the, from this 100 years, there are so many, problem, I think is caused by mistranslation or dislocation. So that's what my project is about. I think people probably is better can read rather than I can. I don't need to repeat it again. I think today what happening today in China is they are trying to build a capitalist society with a communist way to try to do it, and how I just don't understand how this can work, but somehow economically it works very well. And okay, this was my one of my work from 2008. For me, the many communist manifesto is one of the most important single black which changed the history of modern China. And through this process, the translation, actually the first one, it was from Japanese rather than from original German. So I just try to figure out if this manifesto published today, how we in China will get it. So you probably download from internet and then Google it and see it, how it's going. So I think this year is the 162 anniversary of the Communist Party. So I changed it on, I put it on Google. No, I download the original German from internet and then put it in Google and first from German into English and then English from Russian to Japanese and then to Chinese and then back again and again for 162, and then the result is there, you can see. And this one also the similar just a different reason of this communist manifesto. What interesting me is that through this 100 more than 100 times translation through machine, many meaning of the words start change and become quite completely different from the original meaning. Like I also do some like a lightly translation, like a baby can become a treasure and then turn into an industrial product. So I think it's very interesting how it's by coincidence or design, that's how we reflect to our society today. Like life, it become a product, industrial product. And this is one of the things I do, is I find it's very interesting to use many forms from life, for example, burner, which is a very sensitive form in public. Nowadays, only either the only the government official policy you can like put on street like as a banner, or you can buy it from government for commercial reasons like sale like this. But if anything without permission or then it will be banned in the public space. So in two 2007, when Gao Zemin curated a photo festival in Lianzhou, my proposal was I want to have this banner all over the town. So like this is the government building and the tutu, and this is a street. This is a typical banner in this form is in China. On the roadside, so they put lots like a government policy, like a one child policy or something like that. But when we hand this to the government building, some of officers find out that's what that means, because the original text was translated Google or machine from the notes from Milan. The text was like for a refreshment of the department store, saying sorry for our cause for the problem during our transformation. And I find after the translation become like this, it really interesting to put in a Chinese town as a, it become the whole town is become like a department store. So that's what, and at the same day, actually, all the banners were took down and destroyed by the police. Only this tutu was still running for seven days during the festival. And we pay only like €1 a day for them to run it. So I pay like 30 tutu to run it. And also I use in other work, I also use like a workshop sign. Yeah. But this is not machine, it's more like one of the translation method, like a sound translation. This is very typical in Hong Kong, like a marble can be a million, the road to million treasure or something, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is more used like a sound translation, but it complete had nothing to do with the original meanings.
Is there a difference between Mandarin and
Cantonese? Yeah, they're a little bit different.
Yeah.
But nowadays most of the translation are from Hong Kong. They're very good in sound translation. Very good in sound translation. Make something like that to match the Chinese idea of rich and money and all that things. Yeah. And this was I did in 2008 in Guangdong Museum. And this was one of the texts I get from. You can read from the. I get it from China Daily. So for me, is when I see this article, it's kind of really shocking. But in China, it seems very normal. Nothing seems political. Nothing wrong. Political, incorrect. And what I'm interested in is I want to put all this banner and to any country possible to test what people think about the concept of empire or the colonial past. So this was the Guangzhou, Beijing, San Francisco and Sydney, Kiev, Berlin and New York in different forms. And this was I work in a show with some artists from Holland, and we get this old people's meeting hall to transform it to in an art space. To it, this is like in the old days, people meeting there and also show those film communists from there. We want to transform it into a 24th century. So basically, I just stick all these these international language under the original slogan.
Which Dutch artists were these?
They are Paul. They are from not from Amsterdam, but
Paul.
Yeah, Paul. I can't remember his family name, but yeah. They are group like six people, and they come to Guangzhou because one of their classmates was my colleague. He's my colleague, so they come to do a project with the localities. So this is the one show here. This original was for Shanghai project. One of the American artists working in Shanghai during the Shanghai Expo last year, he wanted to make a public billboard project. So he invited like 20 artists to give proposal to this project. And in the end, only half can realize in on street, and the other half only on the book after they publish the book. So this one, it was in the book, but they say they want to try it this year to make it happen. But I think this year will be even more difficult than last year to realizing this billboard project.
Why?
I think the situation in China is a little bit tightened now. This is another piece of.
Do you want to say something about this piece, which is good?
Yeah.
How you got to the center?
Okay, this is you can see it's my title, the title of my project. And the original idea was from the pop song Only You, and one of the lyrics is "You are my dream come true." So after the translation, it become "You are the dream of my realization." And for me, I think it's more interesting than "You are my dream come true." And I put this on Google, as many languages which you can get from there, and translate it, and everyone can have their own understanding or have their way to read the text. And the image is from the bumper. And I think every nation probably dream about superpower to become like that. They are not happy with American, but they are jealous. They also in the other hand, they are jealous about American superpower as well. And this is the image from the internet on Chinese National Day. It surprised me, like 7 hours I was follow these comments, and this is the most image people put on for comments. It's like all the arms tank fly to celebrate the National Day. And this is the one I saw in Berlin last year. People, you can probably see this one. It's similar, like all these historical image in China can become like a commercial or entertaining without any like a sense of what political correctness. You can see this one is they copy the Nazi period of like make an old photo like that. But it's not Photoshop, it's real. So you can take when you go to a camp, you can take this kind of photo as a memory of the souvenir of the event. They're not only dressing like Nazi, but I think Nazi is a kind of for many people it's about power. You know, they're powerful. They can rule the world. And also some people like to dressing like American, to take this photo. And some German friend told me even this German were wrong. This it was like some word, some character missing. And I also do some video work. This is I can show this video work. I didn't change a single word. It just come out like this, and I think it's perfect. It's very interesting. This piece I translate like about 40 times, like recycle again and again, and only one sentence is just exactly like the original, like and some I also, because for me karaoke is the most like a popular lecture in China, active in China, everyone go to weekend or go to karaoke or it's a meeting place to. So I will show another one. It's a little bit strange, but this is like this. I think we should stop now because you can have some idea about the work. So. go back to the...
is the
last one. Explosion is the voice our generation hear. It's a funny translation. Many times I just use this translation, machine translation as a title. So this is another piece which is like from the next state TV program. This is more like a mouse reading. Like for example, this most of the opera singer probably like Eastern Germany before they are belong to military force, you know. And
they did you do the same translation with the Chinese characters?
They are as funny as the English. Yeah, they're, yeah.
Okay.
Because normally, if you see some signs, like you think that normally the Chinese sign should be the correct, and also always the translate English or German are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I translate the wrong English back to Chinese, so both are kind of same. That's the one, yeah. And this one is from a street robbery film. So this, I make a series of karaoke like this. This is from Bruce Lee's movie. And this one is the last one. Basically, the last 3 years I download like 7,000 images from internet. Like every morning when I read news, if some image interests in me, I will just download and then put it in like a 3 minutes video, like a disco. And also, like my banner is very much related to public space, so I also have some like get involved with the public space. This is kind of the force. I would not say performance because you cannot see me on the video, but basically it's I was running on the street in Hong Kong and asked everyone about a toilet. And in the end, everyone say it's not toilet. You can only go to McDonald's. So I end up in McDonald's. This was the work I make for Guangzhou Xuan, where Dorothy were part of the curating team. And this was the they have a court case about a British town in Shanghai, which was exactly copied a small town in England. So I went to shoot a video in England and also to Shanghai to shoot this town. And this was my earlier video from the second Guangzhou China, very much about the space in modern China. And this also this was my early inspiration when I come back to China after studying in England. This is also the second one I made in China in 2004. And this is quite a recent one in GAFA. We just had a staff show in GAFA. So it's very much about situation, land. And in Shenzhen or Guangzhou, they build so many like golf course to eating up all these country side green field to build up, and only the super rich people can afford to go to this kind of space. This is the last one. I imagine probably the future of China can be like this. Americanized and with a superpower, with the communist ideology. Okay, probably this is my work, then I probably can turn to a little bit education, because as a teacher in GAFA, I'm running a kind of not official program. Yeah, we're just editing a book and just happened my computer, so I probably can go through very fast about what the program, and can also, you can see some of my students' work. The title of the show is not in fashion, because contemporary art has become very fashionable in China now, and the institute and the government want to contemporary art to represent their image, but without the content, without the spiritual, but become like just like any other department. Very bureaucracy, very under control. So. So I will go very fast. Okay, my studio is under the painting department, so we cannot like completely change the structure. So we just change like a joint class into like a text class, like for proposal, how to train students how to write down their idea. And then there's a painting course which we change into a material experimental, like something like this. So this is one of the young teachers who are teaching this text class. And from the painting class, you can see like a different kind of experimental based on like a photo or like with some project linked with social practice and also performance art. Because performance never was recognized by official, like inside the academy. They always think this is a kind of not art. So we try to bring this kind of course into the system. And this is my class. So I will run for some. We also, from time to time, we also invite some like artists who passed by Guangzhou or who like Michael with a student to visit Guangzhou. So we do some like a short lecture, or sometimes can be like a 1 month, 2 months workshop. And this is my student's work.
Perhaps you can speak a little bit about the other academy, because it's, you know, it's such a traditional frame.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
You mean the whole system?
Yeah. So because in contrast, it makes a lot of sense.
I think the whole system, art academy system in China is still very much like 19th century. It's old, very old, based on model. You have to go to school and do model every day, basically, like this. So we try to change the way of the art teaching program. I think this guy just so quickly about what the course is like. It's very much, most of the students' work is really related to the social changes today in China, from their individual point of view.
The publication is will not be online, so...
No, there's no English... What do you think? Are they different from the student in Hong Kong?
Well, it's difficult to say. But I guess nowadays, the young people, I mean, really like 20-some years old students, I mean, they're very similar, I found, because they share a lot of public cultures nowadays. Mm-hmm.
And about this book, also very interesting, because I try to publish a book every 2 years, and the first two was sponsored by private, the first one was from actually a German guy, and then the second one was a Swedish guy who doing business in China, and this last one was, the money was from the academy. But my condition is that they cannot censorship my book, otherwise I will not publish it. So basically I have most of the free to run to what I want to edit. I think in China it's very much about how can you deal with somebody maybe feel very difficult to deal with the institution or to deal, but if you are smart, probably you can still get your way and still can work inside the system.